Welcome to all those that are joining us for the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim Chelek Beis, Hilchos Dvorim Hanoyagim Besuda, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Yud Tes. We dedicate the Shir today for a complete Refuah Shleima for all those that need it. Okay, we're on the topic of eating bread and a Suda. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'alkein, and based on what we've been learning here about the powerful connection of bread to Torah, to Eretz Yisrael, therefore, Iker HaSviya Al Yedei HaLechem, the main satiation and satisfaction is from bread. Ki HaLechem Hu Bechinas HaTorah, Shu Bechinas Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Shekol Zeh Nimshach Al Yedei HaTzadiko Emes. Rav Nosson Zal says that we showed from Psukim that bread represents the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and all of this light of Torah and Eretz Yisrael we draw upon ourselves through the Tzadik Emes, Shemamshech HaTorah Batikunim Hanal Kanal, who when he reveals Torah, he has brought that Torah down to the world through the procedure that we described in the previous shiurim, based on chapter 20 in Likutei Moran. Ve'ikar hasviya hu mebechinas hatzadik. And the main satiation, feeling of being satisfied, comes from the tzaddik. Shehu bechinas Yosef, shehu bechinas sheva shnei hasova koyadua. Which is, the tzaddik is Yosef hatzaddik, who represents the 7 years of soiva, of fullness, satiation, which is what we're going to be reading in a few weeks, Parshas Miketz, the dream of Paroi. V'ze b'chinas tzadik oichel l'soiva nafshoi. The pasuk says, a tzadik eats to satiate his soul. By him it's achila dikdusha. So Rav Nosson Zal is showing how, again, eating properly, eating bread and eating properly bigdusha, a person is connecting to Eretz Yisrael, to the Torah, and to the tzaddik. To the tzaddik who is the one who brings us Torah and who brings us Eretz Yisrael. There's a pasuk, tzaddikim yirshu eretz. Tzaddikim are the ones who inherit the land. Interesting, nothing is coincidence. A few minutes ago on the 8 o'clock news, I heard a piece of news. We know that the kever of Yosef HaTzadik is in the city of Shechem, which is one of the main fortresses of terrorists, Arab terrorists, in Eretz Yisrael. And they just mentioned on the news that 3 members of the Knesset went to kever Yosef last night. One of them is Rabbi Pindrus, who was at one point the mayor of the city of Beitar, a religious Jew, and another 2 members of Knesset. And they said they went there to be mispalel for Klal Yisrael, and with the hope that, as years ago there was a yeshiva at Kever Yosef, that it'll be reestablished in Yitz Hashem. I remember 40 some odd years ago when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, it was pretty much standard procedure that one of the Mekoymos HaKdoshim that we would visit when we went up north was we would make a stop at Kever Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik and his 2 sons, Menashe Ephraim, and for over 20 years, maybe 30 years, I haven't been zeicha to be there. There are people that go there. Even today, there are special days, Erev Rosh Chodesh, other times when buses go there that are under heavy guard, heavy army guard, etc. And unfortunately, even then, there were times that, Rahman al-Islam, there were shootings, there was trouble. We should be zeicha that all the kivrei tzaddikim should be sanctified and should be available and should accomplish what they can. V'ze b'chinas achilas Shabbos. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, we can understand the incredible significance of eating on Shabbos. Ki mishom ikar habrocha v'hasviya. Because it's from Shabbos Kodesh, and through achilas Shabbos, that's the real, that's the highest level of bracha and satisfaction, satiation. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in a few chapters in Likutei Moran, chapter 276, chapter 17 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Ki Shabbos ve'Eretz Yisrael heim bechino achas. Because Shabbos and Eretz Yisrael are one concept in Ruchnius, in Kabbalah. Kimuvan b'sheva havdolos shamu rabbeinu b'Yerushalmi, as is clear in the 7 examples that our rabbis have given us in the Gemara in Yerushalmi Brachas, where the Gemara shows there the difference between light and darkness. There it mentions the difference between the seventh day and the 6 days of the week, and the difference between the holiness of Eretz Yisrael and all other countries, and the difference between the Jewish nation and all other nations. Again, we have Olam, Shana, Nefesh. We have location, we have time, and we have levels of soul. Ki kol elu havdolois kulam shayochim zelazeh. Because all of these examples that the Gemara gives there of things that are opposite each other, in a sense, and are separate from each other, are all, we know that, I remember my Rebbe, Zichron Levracha, whenever he would mention a Jew and a Goy, he would always say, lahavdil, a Jew, and lahavdil, a non-Jew. And so too, when we speak about Shabbos Kodesh, we speak about Eretz Yisrael, we need to know that it's something completely different than other times or other places. Eretz Yisrael, the Shabbos, the Yisrael, kulam hein bechina achas. Because these three, Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos Kodesh, and the Jewish nation, are one. Ki kulam kodesh. Because all three of these are holy. Ulehepech, and the opposite, ho'amim, the other nations, the chutzloretz, and outside of Eretz Yisrael, the mechoil, and the weekdays, kulam hein bechinas choil. All of them are not kodesh, they're not holy. V'alkein, and therefore, ikar hasviya be'Eretz Yisrael. The main feeling of being satisfied with what one eats, that a person doesn't have to eat a lot to be satisfied. There's a bracha in the food. Where a person can be satisfied with less is Be'eretz Yisrael. Kama shekosuv, as it says clearly in the Torah, va'achaltem lachmechem losoiva, you will eat your bread to complete satisfaction and satiation, vishaftem lovetach bi'artzechem, and you will live securely in your land. The pasuk connects both things. Ki Eretz Yisrael mekabeles mehatzadeh kanal, because Eretz Yisrael receives from the tzaddik who's bringing down revelations of Torah to the world. Eretz Yisrael is receiving its kedusha from the Torah that the tzaddik brings down. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, tzaddikim yirshu eretz. Tzaddikim inherit the land. Umei hatzaddik ikar hasviya vahabrocha. And it's from the tzaddik that we receive this feeling of sviya, soveya, satisfied, satiated, and bracha. There's a pasuk, brachos l'rosh tzaddik, that the blessings are upon the head of the tzaddik. And we know that in the beginning of the Torah, in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, va'avorechecha, va'agadlo shemecha, ve'heyei bracha, you will be a blessing, Rashi HaKodesh says over there that Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, until now, the blessings were by me. From here on in, the blessings are by you. The koyach of bracha is by the tzaddikim. Paragraph chaf. V'alkein, and therefore, birkas halechem poiteres kol hadvorim haboim b'soich hasuda, machmas hasuda. When a person makes a bracha on bread, that bracha hamoitzi lech min aretz, that covers any other foods that the person is going to be eating in that meal, that are part of a meal, that are considered part of a meal. Ki hatzadik, kishemamshich Torah, hu mekasher es atzmoi im kol nafshois hashoimim ho'imdim b'shas hadrush. Because as we explained earlier, the tzaddik, when he is drawing Torah down to the world, he first attaches himself to the souls of all those that are listening, all those that are there at the time of the Dvar Torah. And it's because he's not alone, because he's with other people and he's attached to them, that enables him to bring down a large flow of Torah. We know Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran that there are places in the Navi where it refers to the prophet as Elisha, and there are places where it refers to him as Ish Elokim, the heavenly person. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, when he's by himself, he's called Elisha. When he's with his people, when he's with his Talmidim, he's called Isho Elokim. And Rabbeinu Zal mentioned this to emphasize to us that we need the tzaddik. The tzaddik also needs us. In order for the tzaddik to accomplish everything that he wants to accomplish, the more people that come to him, the more people that are attached to him, the more he's able to affect. Even Hashem, when it comes to Hashem, the Pasuk says, Beroiv Om Hadras Melech, that the glory of Hashem, the honor of Hashem, is heightened when there are more people joining together to do a mitzvah. Vayideze Daiko Zoichen Lovoi L'Eretz Yisrael Kanal. And we learned previously that when the tzaddik is able to bring down a huge flow of Torah, that helps us to get to Eretz Yisrael. Umibechinas Hatzadik. And it's from the combination of the tzaddik and the souls that he attaches himself to at the time that he's drawing Torah down to the world, from both of these, it's from that combination of the tzaddik and the souls that he attaches himself to when he's drawing down Torah, that we receive satiation, nourishment, holiness when we eat anything. Hainu ki halechem shehu ikar hasviya, ikar chiyas adam, because bread, which is the most satisfying and satiating thing, and it's the most significant source of energy for a person. Bread draws its energy, its power from the tzaddik himself, which is where the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael comes from the tzaddik, and that's where the main nourishment and satiation comes from. And from those other people that are present at the time that the tzaddik is bringing down Torah, to whom the tzaddik attaches himself, it's from them that comes the energy of all the other foods in the meal, the vegetables and the proteins, the meat and the fish and all the things, Shetfelim le'ikar hasuda, which are subservient to the main meal, the main part of the meal, shehu halechem, which is the bread. Shehu b'chinas chiyus hatzadik bi'atzmoy, the bread represents the energy of the tzadik himself. Shehu ho'ikar, he's the main one, shemekasher imoy kol hanefoshois, and he attaches to himself all those other souls that are listening to the Torah. And that's why when we eat any other foods other than bread, when we eat them by themselves, we make an individual bracha on them. We make a bracha achrona, boirei nefoshois rabois v'chesrona. The bracha is boirei nefoshois rabois. Hashem creates many souls. Note, that's the bracha that's made on vegetables and fruit and dairy and anything else other than bread. The bracha achrona is boirei nefoshois rabois. Why? Ki chiyusom nimshach mi nefoshois rabois hamiskashrim im atzadik b'shas adruskanal. Because as Rav Nosson Zal explain, the energy, the life force of all of those other foods comes from the people, the nefoshois rabbis that join the tzaddik, that come to the tzaddik to receive the Torah. V'alkein, and therefore, kishebo'en betoich hasuda, when one eats those foods as part of a meal, where there was bread, hapas poitron, the bread eliminates the need, the bracha achroina that we're going to make on the bread, the birkas hamazon, and the bracha that we made before on the bread covers automatically. There's no need to make a separate bracha on those other foods. Kihem tfeilim lahapas, because they are secondary to the bread, shechiyusoi mehatzadik anal, whose energy comes from the tzaddik himself, shehu ha'ikar, who is the main one. Shehu mekasher imoy kol hanefoshos hashomim, he attaches to himself all the souls of all those that are listening to his Torah. V'chulam tfeilim eilav. And all of them are subservient, are secondary to the tzaddik. Just as when we take the dalet minim, the arbor minim, on Sukkos, we have the lulav, the hadasim, the arovois, and the esroig. And yet, by making the bracha al netilas lulav, that covers all four. We don't make a separate bracha on the esroig. The lulav represents the tzaddik. The lulav comes from a palm tree, and the pasuk says tzaddik katomo yifroch. The tzaddik is compared to a tamar, a palm tree. The word lulav is begematria chayim, life. And again, the tzaddik is the source of life. The Zohar Kodesh calls the tzaddik tzaddik chay almin. The tzaddik receives life from Hashem, and he's the one who passes it on to us, to the world. Paragraph Chaf Aleph. V'zeh bechinas eser mitzvois hatluyos bepas. Based on what we've learned in this halacha, we'll understand why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch tell us that there are 10 mitzvahs related to bread. Shebishvil zeh tzrichin litein shtei yodov halapas b'shas brocha. And this is why we're required to put our 10 fingers on the bread when we're making a brocha on bread. This is done especially on Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos, when a person is eating lechem, when a person is making the bracha on lechem mishnah, it's very important to hold the lechem mishnah with both hands, 10 fingers on the lechem. During the weekdays, I'm trying to recall. I don't recall seeing it as much. Maybe done in a less obvious way. Sheyesh bohem eser etzbois. Our two hands have 10 fingers. V'chein yesh eser tevois bebirchas hamotzi. And so too, there are 10 words in the bracha hamotzi borach asher k'shem zvonu asher borach shem choylam hamotzi lechem in oretz. The eser tevois ba'posuk eretz chito usa'oira gefen te'enor imoin eretz. The posuk that praises the foods of Eretz Yisrael has 10 words in it. Kimavur b'Shulchan Aruch Eirachayim Simen Kuf Samazayim, as is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch in chapter 167, Ubatur Mavur Yoser, and the Tur Shulchan Aruch elaborates on this point of the 10, 10, 10, 10, all of these tens. V'yesh eser tikunim basuda hamuvoim bazoyer kodesh bekama mekoymos, and so too the Zoyer Kodesh in many places discusses the 10 tikkunim, the 10 special behaviors at a meal. Hakol keneged eser kedushos sheyesh be'eretz Yisrael. All of this is connected to the 10 levels of holiness in the world, which are all in Eretz Yisrael. The ground level is Eretz Yisrael, then comes Yerushalayim, then the Harabayis, all the way up to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. Shemishom Iker Kedusha Soachila. It's from Eretz Yisrael that we draw the main holiness of our eating, Sheikoro Hu Halechem, of which the highest level food is bread. While we're on the topic, I want to just make a short note. I know that we're privileged almost on a daily basis to have a guest star from the United States of America at 1 a.m. in the morning who joins us for the shiur. A person hearing what we're learning here would think that when I'm in Chutz Loretz, if I have a chance to buy products of Eretz Yisrael, fruit that comes from Eretz Yisrael, anything like that, wow, it's a tremendous thing. The answer is, it is, but a person should be careful regarding the kashrus. We know that there are different standards of kashrus in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world. And there are certain laws when a person goes into a store in the United States, let's say, or in Chutz Loretz, and they want to buy an apple or a pear or a peach or these things, there's a very, very good chance that they're kosher, that they don't require a hechshur, although sometimes we're told that they smear the outsides of the apples with a wax to make them shine better. In kashrus nowadays, you have to be really careful to really know what you're doing. But in terms of fruit that's exported from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz, one would want to be sure that it has a proper hechsher. In Eretz Yisrael, you have laws of Trumos and Maisrois and Shemitah and other laws that don't apply in the same way to Chutz Loretz, and a person needs to be aware of that and make sure that if they're buying peiros of Eretz Yisrael, to make sure that it has the proper hechsher, the proper hashgacha. Any questions?
Why should dessert be different?
Why should dessert be different? The answer is the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara use those words, Dvorim haboim besoich hasuda, machmas hasuda. That in order for the bread to include it, it has to be foods that are being eaten during the meal and are also considered part of the meal. Dessert, in certain cases, is not considered part of the meal. There are many places during the time of the Gemara, I believe, where they would finish the meal, they would remove the table, the actual table, and bring a different table for dessert. I know that I've been in homes of certain people where they go into a different room for the dessert. They have the meal in the main dining room, they have a different room where they have a table laid out with fruits and different, you know, things. So there are many halachas. A person needs to know this is something that there are halachas and there are different opinions among rabbonim as to which desserts a person require a separate bracha or not. Let's say different types of fruits that are being eaten after the main course are being eaten definitely as a dessert course. There I believe that all opinions would hold that it requires a separate bracha, fruits, nuts, things like that. But there are things like shehakol, ice cream or other things like that, or mezainos, where there is controversy among the poskim, and a person should learn the halacha and follow their rabbi in these halachas. But again, just like when we speak about a tzaddik and the people that are close to him and the people that are less close to him, we've given the example that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Meraglim leaving on their mission, we're told that he gave a special bracha and a special tefillah for Yehoshua, his student Yehoshua. Ko Yoshiach HaMetzas Meraglim. Why didn't he give the same bracha to Kolev, to Kolev Ben Yefuna and the other ones? Maybe he could have saved them from their mistake. The answer is that the connection of the tzaddik to a person is dependent on the connection of the person to the tzaddik. Based on the emuna and based on the actual efforts that a person makes to connect to the tzaddik, by coming to the tzaddik, by giving tzedakah to the tzaddik, by revealing, opening oneself up to the tzaddik, those things define a kesher to the tzaddik. And no two people are the same. So here you see it in halacha, that this same food, if I eat it in middle of the meal, salad, a fruit salad, if it's being eaten as part of the meal, it doesn't require bracha. If I eat it separately, if it's a little bit separate, if it's at the end and apart from the meal a little, then it requires, and it's on its own. It's on its own.
Rav Maimon, it says that there are 10 tikkunim in the Suda, and there are also 10 kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. It might be too much to ask, but can the Rav touch on them at all?
The 10 kedushas of Eretz Yisrael, I've mentioned some of it. It's a Mishnah in Kalim. It's Perek Aleph in Mishnah Kalim. Eretz Yisrael is the first level of kedusha, then Yerushalayim, then the Har Habayis, then possibly the Chotzer. The Mishnah lists the levels, the 10 levels of holiness, getting closer and closer to Hashem, kavyochol. And the 10 mitzvahs, I unfortunately don't recall it. We'd have to look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, and especially in the Torah where he elaborates. And in the Zohar Kodesh, I believe it's in Parshas Pinchas, where there's a story there where the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai were traveling, and they came to a home of a certain Yanuka, a child. And this child was blessed with all of his father's Torah. The father had passed away, and the father was one of the rabbis. I believe it was Rav Hamnuna. And this child had all of his father's knowledge as a child. And he gave Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as our students, a spectacular shir about bread and about suda, where he explains these 10 tikkunim. It's Perek Aleph in Mishnah Kalim, Mishnah Vov, not the opposite, I said Perek Vov. It's Perek Aleph, the sixth Mishnah in Kalim, which is in the section of Taharos, of Mishnayos. There it lists the 10 levels. We have the privilege of having one of the people that's with us that has a Mishnayos with him, and it says, number one, there's Eretz Yisrael. Then there's Ayorois Hamukofos Choyma, cities that have a wall around them. And then there's inside the wall, where we eat inside the wall of Yerushalayim. Then there's the Harabais. Then there's the Ezras Noshim. Then the Ezras Yisrael. Then the Ezras Kohanim. Then there's between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And then there's the Heichal. And then there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. I believe we listed 10 levels.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Anyone else?
Nothing. And Zohar, one of the things it says is that having get, it's one of the tikkunim of the chesed to somebody. It's one of the 10 tikkunim and suda. Thank you.
Please repeat that. I didn't hear it so clearly.
One of the 10 tikkunim in a suda is to have a guest and to giving to somebody.
Beautiful. Correct. The Zohar Kodesh emphasizes that, the tremendous significance of having someone else join you in your Suda. It's brought that b'dieved, if a person, let's say on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's a chiyuv, a tremendous chiyuv to have a guest. And the Zohar Kodesh uses the wording that if a person doesn't have a guest, they're not yoytze the mitzvah of achilas Yom Tov, you know. Whereas on Shabbos, It's also a great privilege to have guests, but a person does get credit for the Suda of Shabbos if they don't have a guest. But there are many people that try to give tzedakah, to give money for people for Shabbos, for food for Shabbos or for food for Yom Tov, as a secondary way of having a guest at my table. If I can't have him actually at my table, by helping somebody with their meals of Shabbos or their meals of Yom Tov, that's another way of having that person as my guest. Okay, paragraph Chaf Beis. Ki ikar habrocho hu legalois shashem yisborach bores oilam. The main statement when we make a brocha on food or anything is that we're revealing, we're broadcasting this fact that Hashem created the world. Shalideze megalin ho asora mamorois shebohem nivroilam. And by doing that, we're also revealing the 10 statements of creation which Hashem used to create the world. Shemishom Iker Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And it's from those 10 statements in the beginning of the Torah in Parshas Bereishis that Eretz Yisrael draws its holiness. Umachmazeh Biatzmo Yesh Eser Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And it's for that reason that there are 10 levels of holiness in Eretz Yisrael. Machmas she'ikr kidushosa al yedei shemegalin shashem yisborach bores oilam basura mamores. Because of the fact that the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael, or anything in existence for that matter, comes from the awareness, the consciousness, and announcing that Hashem created the world with the 10 statements. As it says, Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'esoretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. And as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there in that first Rashi, why does the Torah have to tell us this? And Rashi says, because Hashem knew there's going to come a time when people are going to challenge our ownership of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to say Eretz Yisrael is Austria. Eretz Yisrael is America. It belongs to whoever's there. The non-Jews that are there, it belongs to them. And Hashem wanted to make it perfectly clear on page 1, line 1, that I created the world. I own everything here. And anyone who's in any country, they're tenants. They're leasing it there. And when I want them there, they're there. When I don't want them there, they're out. I'm the one who gave it originally to the 7 nations, and I'm the one who decided when they should be removed, and it should be the land of Klal Yisrael. V'al kein ikar kedushas Eretz Yisrael nimshach haidei kabolas haTorah. And this will also explain why the main holiness of Eretz Yisrael is connected to receiving the Torah. Ki haTorah klula me'aseres hadibrois. Because the Torah is a composite of the 10 commandments. She'al yodom nizgale she'Hashem yisborach bores oilam ba'asura mamores. Through which, it's through those 10 commandments that again we're broadcasting this message that Hashem created the world with 10 statements. Ki kol ho'ilam ho'yotolui at shishi besivan. Because the Gemara tells us that even though it seems as if Hashem completed the creation of the world in 6 days or 7 days, It wasn't really completed until almost 2,500 years later, on the 6th of Sivan, during Shekiblu Yisrael es HaTorah, when Klal Yisrael received the Torah on Har Sinai. Hainu Shehizgalus Emunas Chidush HaOlam. What this tells us is that the revelation of our faith in believing that Hashem created the world from complete nothingness, Shashem Yisborach Bores HaOlam Yesh Me'ayin Me'asora Mamoris, from 10 statements, Shezeh Iker Kiyum HaOlam, that's what really keeps the world going, our faith in Chidush HaOlam. That was hanging in the balance. That was not secure until the 6th of Sivan. Shekiblu Yisrael es HaTorah, which is the day that the Jews received the Torah. Sheibchinas Aseres HaDibrois, which was the Ten Commandments. Kanal. Ukimavur kol ze b'mokam acher, b'hatorah tiku toichocho, likute tanina simenche sayin shom. As all of this is explained very clearly, in chapter 8, in the second half of Likut Imran, the Torah Tiku Toichacha, which we just began last week in our Sunday afternoon shir, this Torah Tiku Toichacha, Ayin Sham, look over there, Rabbeinu Zal elaborates a lot on the issue of Chiddush Oil, our Emunah and Chiddush Oilam, and the connection between the Torah, Matan Torah, and the creation of the world. Umishom Iker Kiddusha Aseretz Yisrael. And again, it's from the Torah that Eretz Yisrael draws its main kedusha. Ukeneged kol zeh, corresponding to all of this, kol habechinos shel eser sheyesh balechem. You have all of those examples of 10 that are related to the eating of bread. The 10 words in the bracha, the 10 fingers on the bread, the 10 mitzvahs, 10, all connected to the Torah HaKdosha, which is 10, the Aseres HaDibrois. Remember, the Aseres HaDibrois, as they appear in Parshas Yisroi, have a total of 620 letters, showing that in these Aseres HaDibrois is hidden all 620 mitzvahs, the 613 Doraisa and the 7 mitzvahs Derabbanan. All of it, the Aseres HaDibrois, is a microcosm, in a sense, of the entire Torah. V'alkei nikro lechem, and this is also why bread is called lechem, Loshen Milchama, the same root as the word war, battle. Kamesha Kosuv, as it says clearly in Tehillim, Lecham es Loichamoy. Hashem, please battle our battles for us. And again, Lecham, Lechem. Ukemuva bezoyer HaKadosh. And as the Zoyer HaKadosh says, Shebesuda hu idan krova. That a meal is a time of battle. Lahavdil, like a pilot is getting into a fighter jet and getting ready to go out on a mission, a very critical mission, and every detail of that mission is significant, and he prepares himself in an incredible way before he takes off. So too a Jew, a religious Jew, sitting down to eat a meal, the Zohar HaKadosh says it's Idan Krova. It's a time of battle. Am I going to eat like Esav? There's two angels in front of me. And one is saying, enjoy, party time. And take three of those desserts. And then all the different things. And eat quickly. And grab first before anybody else. All the different mistakes that a person can make in eating. Or am I going to eat like a Jew? Am I going to eat like a prince, like a Ben Melech, like royalty that every Jew is supposed to be? Am I going to eat Bigdusha? When I make the bracha, am I going to say it slowly and out loud so that I hear what I'm saying and I'm conscious of what I'm saying and possibly so people can answer Amen? And I'm thinking of what I'm doing. I'm thinking that much more important, the energy that I'm going to get from whatever high protein or high fructose or high galactose that I'm going to get from the food, I'm going to get much more energy if I say the bracha properly, and if I think proper thoughts during the meal, and if I behave properly during the meal, and if I'm zeicha to learn Torah during the meal, to include Divrei Torah, levels and levels of meaningfulness and holiness in eating. Kamosha Omar HaYanuka, as the Yanuka taught the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ayin Sham, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh, Daf Kuf Pei Ches Amid Beis, in Chelek Shlishi, I believe it's Parshas Pinchas, if I'm not mistaken, maybe not, we can check it. Ki halechem hu bechinas ha-toyra shenemsheches batikunim anal. Because bread represents the Torah, which we draw upon ourselves through all the different methods that we spoke about in this halacha. That enable us to do battle against all the obstacles that want to block us from getting Teretz Yisroel. And by eating bread properly, we're zoche to get Teretz Yisroel. Vze ikar bechinas hakoyach v'hachias digdusha shemekablim alidei huachila. And this is the main strength and spiritual life that we receive by eating. It gives us the power to do battle against all the obstacles that are blocking us from getting to the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. To weaken them and to lower them and to wipe them out from the world. To be zoche to get to Eretz Yisrael. This is why bread is called the term lechem, which means milchama, waging a war. Ki ikar hamilchama shel ha'odom hu sheyizke lovoi l'eretz Yisrael. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moharan that one of the most important battles of a Jew is the battle to get to Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar kedusha so isha Yisraeli. That's where the main holiness of a Jew is. She'oz daika, it's then specifically, kishebol Eretz Yisroel. Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moharan, before a person gets to Eretz Yisroel, he's not a victor yet. There's no victory. It's only when a person is zoicha to get to Eretz Yisroel, then he's called ish milchama, a warrior. V'nitzochon milchama zu, Zoichin al yedei ha-Torah nal. And the success in this battle, the success in being zoicha to get Eretz Yisrael, we're zoicha to through the Torah. Shehu b'chinas halechem, which is the bread, as we discussed elaborately in this halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal puts the finishing touch on this halacha, paragraph Chav Gimel, v'zeh b'chinas hei dehamoitzi. With this, we'll understand also why the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and the Zohar Kodesh place major significance on the hey of the word hamoitzi lechem in oretz. That when a person makes the bracha hamoitzi, to put a little bit of emphasis on that hamoitzi. Shehizhiru rabbeisenu zal harbe. Our rabbis put major emphasis on this lehatim hey de hamoitzi, to emphasize that hey of hamoitzi. Because that hay represents the five grains about which Eretz Yisrael is praised for. It's only bread that's made from those five grains that merits this special brocha hamoitzi lechem in oretz. V'chol zeh hu bechinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And all of this is tied into the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Where do we see this? Shehi bechinas hei de Avraham. Look at this. The founding father of Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu. When it came time to go to Eretz Yisrael, Hashem added a hei to his name. Ki Avraham hu harishon shegila kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Avram Avinu was the first one to reveal to the world the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. He's the first one whom Hashem gave this commandment. Lech lecho me'artzecho natcha el ho'oretz asher areko. V'loi zocho l'Eretz Yisrael at shehoisef loy Hashem yisborach hey al shemoy. And he was not zoicha to get to Eretz Yisrael until Hashem first added that letter hey to his name. Kamei shekosuv, as it says in Parshas Lech Lecha, V'loyikore oid es shimcha Avram, you will no longer be referred to as Avram, v'hoyo shimcha Avraham, your name will be Avraham. And then the pasuk continues shortly afterwards, V'nosati lecho ulazaracha es eretz, and I will give to you and all your descendants the land of Eretz Yisrael. So look how everything is connected. This is one of the incredible benefits of learning Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zalman shows you the big picture, the whole Torah, and brings you sources from all over the Torah to show how, again, Klal Yisrael, the founding father Avram Avinu, his shleimus came from that hey, that letter hey. It's brought that Avram is Bigematria 243. Avraham is 248. We know that there are 248 organs in the body. So that Shlemus is the 248. And when Avram Avinu had that hey added to his name, that was a level of Shlemus that he achieved. And again, Eretz Yisrael, one of the elements of the greatness of Eretz Yisrael is these Chameshes Minei Dogon, of which all the mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz are generally related to that. Especially Shemitah, Truma, Meiser, all of these mitzvahs. All of this is connected. And then all the tens we spoke about here, the 10 Kiddushos of Eretz Yisrael, the 10 mitzvahs of bread, it's all, the whole Torah is all this oneness, this incredible oneness of Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Any questions, please?
Remind me, when you mentioned the word lechem being milchama, there are malachim that are battling against you during this time. Did I hear that right?
Yes. The Yetzirah. When a person sits down to eat, the Yetzirah says, wow, field day. Watch, I'm going to turn, this is going to be an Esav meal. This is not going to be a Yaakov meal. This is going to be shovel the food into my mouth, forget to make a bracha or say the bracha without thinking of what I'm saying, eat more than I'm supposed to, grab first before someone else. All the mistakes, chas v'shalom, all the things that a person could do wrong improperly in eating. There's a malach. I heard an incredible thing from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avracha, that we know that there are two pipes that go down from the throat. There's the kone, the windpipe, and the veshet, the food pipe. The kone, the windpipe, is what we breathe through, but much more significant, that's where sound, the voice, speech, and song, and words come from the kone, the food, the windpipe. Eating is the food pipe. The pasuk says, HaKoil Koil Yaakov. The voice, the sound, the speech, that's Yaakov Avinu. That's the power of the Jew. That's the koner. The food pipe, the veshet, that's where Esav has tremendous power. Tremendous power. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that the word veshet is Vav Shin Tes. When it's Bigdusha, when a person's eating Bigdusha, it's veshet. When the Satan gets hold of it, when the klipos attach themselves, they're pulling the person down. What do they pull down on? They pull down on that vav. That vav of veshet, when you pull down on it, it becomes a nun sofit. And the word becomes Satan. Satan. So eating is a major avoider. It's a major avoider. It's putting on tefillin. We know there's so many laws about how clean the body has to be when you put on tefillin, and to be particular exactly where it's positioned on your head, and not to speak of this. Achila is major, major, major in Yiddishkeit. And if you look in the Gemara, and in the Chumash, in the Gemara, in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that it's major, it's huge. And then you look into the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, and you see it's much bigger than you imagined. And you look into the Breslov's farm, you look into a Likutei Halachos, Rav Nosson Zalman opens your eyes that it's a different world. Now I can imagine the difference between a tzaddikim and me. I could understand why the Gemara says that Shulchanoi Shaloda Mechaper Kemizbeach, that today a person who's eating properly, his table is a mizbeach. It's part of the Beis Hamikdash. And the food that they're eating is korbanos. You know how many laws there are? You know how many details there are when a person's bringing a korban? That a wrong thought can make the korban invalid. Pigul, all of these things. Eating also. I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld used to point out, especially by the Suda of Erev Yom Kippur, that's one of the days when, according to some opinions, it's Doraisa. Eating on Erev Yom Kippur is Doraisa. They say about the Vilna Goyen, if I'm not mistaken, that he kept a sucking candy in his mouth throughout Erev Yom Kippur, because it's such a significant day of eating. that a person who eats on Erev Yom Kippur is given credit as if they fasted 2 days, Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur. So here again, Rav Rosenfeld, you say two people sit down to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. One person before he starts eating says, I'm eating L'shem Mitzvahs Achilas Erev Yom Kippur. And he says it a little slowly, like he really means it. And another person leaves out those words and they're eating because it smells good and because I'm hungry. And it's two completely different meals. This is Yaakov, and the other one is not Yaakov. It's not the same. It's a different level. When a person eats on Shabbos, my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, I saw this by all my rabbis, they would say, Lekoved Shabbos Kodesh. Lekoved, I'm eating this. They would say it generally at the beginning of each course. Lekoved Shabbos Kodesh. That I want to make it clear, and verbally, we know that words are very significant. A human being is called medaber. It makes such a big difference if I say it. What if I think it? The answer is, it's levels and levels. Thinking is one thing. Saying it and teaching my children, teaching my wife and children, that the meal on Shabbos is something totally different from during the week. This is Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael. This is these 10 levels of holiness, etc. Any other questions, please?
I've seen in relevant sources, if I'm not mistaken, that for those people who are zochah to be in Eretz Yisrael, when they daven to come to Eretz Yisrael, they should have in mind that they should be zochah to feel the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and they should be zochah to overcome the obstacles that obstruct them from feeling that kedusha.
Most definitely. We mentioned this a while back ago when we were talking on this topic, that I heard that someone once asked Reb Shmuel Shapiro, zechon levracha, that the prayers in Likutei Tfilos, where Rav Nosson Zal prays to get to Eretz Yisrael, we who live in Eretz Yisrael, we don't say that. And he said, Chas v'sholem, you add one word, Shenizkei Lavoi L'kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We should be zeichet to get to and to attain the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. And here we just learned a little bit about what Eretz Yisrael represents. So you could have people who are living in Eretz Yisrael, and they're much less connected, chas v'shalom, than some people who are living outside of Eretz Yisrael, but thinking about Eretz Yisrael all the time, and they're connecting to Eretz Yisrael, b'machshava, b'dibur, u'b'maisa. They're supporting it, they're trying to do whatever they can to have the most effective connection to Eretz Yisrael that they can. Rabbeinu Zal once made a statement, I said, that I am in Eretz Yisrael. Currently, my feet are walking in Breslov, but I'm in Eretz Yisrael, meaning that his machshava, Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran, chapter 21, wherever a person's thoughts are, that's where the person is. So again, it's extremely important, especially we who are living in Eretz Yisrael, it's extremely important to be conscious of it all the times. And someone mentioned yesterday that in Eretz Yisrael, chas v'shalom, if a person does an aveira, sometimes that's more serious than a person doing it outside of Eretz Yisrael, because you're in the king's palace. Number one, to realize it's a fabulous privilege. At the same time, it comes with responsibility.
Only sometimes more serious?
I believe there's other factors and other details that also affect it.
Today is the yahrzeit of the altar from Novartek. And I understand that he did have some connection with Breslov. Do you know anything about that? I know I was told once that the Novartekers are considered the Breslovers of the yeshivish world.
I know that he's buried on Har Menuchas, if I'm not mistaken, close to where Rabbi Avram Sternhartz is buried and other tzaddikim. And I know that I heard that Novartek in Europe were known as Oivdei Hashem. You know, they were known to be people who de-emphasized Gashmius in a big way, and were very much dedicated to Avodas Hashem, to laughing at the materialism of this world, shunning the materialism, and being more heavily devoted to Torah. My Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Levracha, learned in America in Beis Yosef Novartek, and he was zoche to get smicha from Rav Avrom Yaffin, who was the leader of the Novartek yeshivas in the United States at that time. Rav Moshe Burstein, Zichron Levracha, also one of the great elders of Breslov of the previous generation, I know that in Europe he learned in the Novartek yeshiva, and he made it clear that it was a special Mokum Torah. There was a question raised, a halacha question, that regarding guests, if I'm a guest in someone's home and I make a bracha on food in terms of dessert, is a guest less required to make a bracha, let's say, on an apple of dessert than the host, I believe that that applies not during a meal. There the issue is, let's say there's fruit, I come to someone's house, I'm a guest in their home, and they give me an apple. And I eat the apple, and I'm finished, and I don't know that they're going to be giving any other fruit. And then they bring out grapes or something like that. So ordinarily, if a person's in their own house and they eat something and they're not intending to eat something else, but and then they change their mind, they eat something else, it requires a separate bracha. Whereas when I'm a guest in someone's home, the fact that I am dependent, the balabayis is defining how much I eat, what I'm going to eat. If I make a boya pri or eitz, that covers the food in front of me. And if he brings out another ha'eitz, I don't have to make a separate bracha on this. But again, we mentioned that the Vilna Goyim said that Hilchas Brachas is the most difficult halachas in Torah, because he said that unfortunately there are the most machloikas, unresolved machloikas in there. So here again, we should be zeicha to learn halacha. Our Rebbe Rabbeinu Zal put tremendous emphasis on a Jew learning halacha every single day, because that's basic Yiddishkeit. We should be zeicha to learn the halacha, be proficient in it, and to do all the mitzvahs the right way. Someone pointed out that we learned earlier, a few days ago, we spoke about the Dalit Minim and the Arovois. We spoke about the Arovois, which represent those Jews who have no taste, no smell, no Torah, no mitzvahs, the ones who are furthest away. And we said that during Sukkot, they're part of the Dalit Minim, they're part of the set. All the way at the end of Hoshana Rabbah, we take them separately and we beat them, showing that the tzaddik, their connection to the tzaddik has elevated them to a point where now they can even stand alone and affect a major tikkun. Question?
That's in Torah Samach. It says, Rak ha'achila tzarich lios ma'achal achar nishenit barer ve'ein bo shum ta'arovet.
Yes.
So it sounds like the food has to be mivurar, not the eating. But why does he say that?
A very important point. Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, that's one of the places where he speaks about achila on a very important high level. And there Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a person being careful to eat only foods that are completely mevorar, refined. They've been completed. We know, for example, on a Gashmi level, a woman is preparing dough to make bread or to make a cake. Somebody, and that dough smells good. The person eating that dough will probably get a stomach ache because of the fact that it's not complete. On a Gashmi level, on a physical level, Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in Likutei Moran where he speaks about fruit. Eating a fruit that's not fully ripe. The fruit at that point can kill a person, chas v'shalom, because the fruit still needs energy, it still needs sustenance to fully develop itself. And if it's not getting it from the tree, it'll suck it out from the person and harm the person. These are gashmius examples. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that chazer is forbidden. We are forbidden to eat pork today, because that's an example of a food, she'enoi mevoiror. It's not refined, it's not ready for us to eat currently, based on our weak spiritual state, based on the fact that we're not, but it's brought, osur laharzir, that it's going to return to, there'll come a time in the future when we'll be on a high enough level to process that in a sense. So all levels of this applies on many different levels. The difference between kosher food and non-kosher. Mevoiror, this food, the fact that it's kosher, it's had its trumois and maisrois and taken off from it, all those different things, which prepares it to a level of shlemus, a level of completion, able to be eaten and have positive effects on us. That's on a level of halacha. And again, on Kabbalistic levels, eating, when a person's eating during the 6 days of the week or eating Shabbos, that this same piece of meat during the weekdays is on a certain level. On Shabbos, if it was prepared for Shabbos, it's on a completely different level of birur, of refinement, you know, and can elevate the one eating it to a much higher place.
The place where a person thinks about that he can be in that place, When you make the bracha, can a person think that he's actually there before the kisei hakavod, which is actually a very serious thing, and a person should be careful about what he thinks about when he's there. But it would seem appropriate in that place. Does that sound reasonable?
Yes, yes.
Okay, can I tell the story about the altar from Novartis very quickly?
Go ahead.
During World War I, when there were notices that everyone, all the yeshiva bachim had to go report to the draft office to register for the draft, the altar told everyone, stay in yeshiva, ignore them completely. And later there were posters, anyone who's found and didn't report, he'll be shot on sight. And the bachim got very upset and, you know, started murmuring about it. And the altar, he had a klop on the beam and he said, who has the chutzpah to go looking at their posters?
Yeah. They were known again, Novartis were known as Boydadim, in a sense, like the Breslovers, you know, off the beaten path, in a sense. Schusam Yot, the schus of all the tzaddikim and all the Talmid HaChamim should help us and bless us in every way. Best wishes to everyone. A wonderful day to all.
Thank you, Rav Nathan. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All of you. Thank you.
Amen.